In the Afghan capital, Kabul, reaction to the deaths in Kakarak has included protest demonstrations. Kate Clark of the BBC is in Kabul. Kate, who's demonstrating and what are they saying?
It was mainly women. It was only about 50 or so people. So a very, very small protest by international standards. But this is the first one I can remember in Kabul. It's the first one anyone can remember that wasn't organized by the state. So that in itself was significant. And I think it's an indication of the beginnings of the questioning of the American military role here. In the beginning, Afghans told me we can take sacrifices in if it means the defeat of the Taliban and the end of the civil war. They were very, very clear about that in last autumn. But now when the Americans are just mopping up the remnants of the old regime, which, to be frank, most people here consider to be dead and gone and defeated, these sort of losses that we've seen in Kakarak this week, they're looking very, very heavy. They're looking like a very, very high price to pay.
How has the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, handled this issue, and what has he said about it?
He's been very, very strong. He summons the American leader of the coalition forces into his office to demand an explanation. And remember that basically Hamid Karzai is here because of American support. That's at least what most Afghans think. I think he has had to distance himself from the Americans on this issue, partly because of the feelings that are running so high about the loss of life, particularly the women and children, but also because if he continues to back the Americans to the hilt, it could look bad if eventually there is a backlash against them.
But do you have the sense that this is one terrible irritant, that is the deaths in Kakarak, in an otherwise still friendly relationship? Or in general, are Afghans getting more impatient with the foreign presence in their country?
Generally, you can say that Afghans don't like foreign troops on their soil. They've proved that time again that they can and will resist invasion and occupation. And I think the fact that they have welcomed foreign troops here is an indication of how low they've been brought by the civil war. This is a proud nation, but they have been brought low. And they have welcomed international troops, particularly the peacekeepers, but even the American military presence, not only for bringing about the defeat of the Taliban and the cleansing of the country of Al-Qaeda, but still the American presence here is valued. And interestingly, it's not because of the Taliban and foreign militants who are here still in quite minimal numbers, but because Afghans don't trust their own armed factions. They don't trust the Afghan warlords. And they see the American military presence as a deterrent against those armed men who might start the civil war again. So the Americans might think that they're here to carry on the war on terror, but Afghans fully see them as stabilizing the country and preventing the human rights abuses and the infighting which the armed factions might still inflict on their fellow country people.
It's Kate Clark of the BBC in Kabul, Afghanistan. Kate, thank you very much.
My pleasure.